Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are welcome to join us here toll free on the radio waves. 855-453 is the number. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. And you can get on the air with us on Skype as well, if you have that. The Skype username for you to connect to is lrn.fm. You just send a contact request if you have not yet done so. And we'll approve it once we notice it coming in, which usually doesn't take much more than a segment of the show. After that, easy for you to call us on Skype, and you usually sound a lot better than on the regular phone lines. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us again over at freetalklive.com. Breaking news, and usually when news breaks, it's not good. I don't know. I mean, I guess there's sometimes where there's some good breaking news, like if legislature, let's say, were to pass cannabis decriminalization or something like that.
True.
That could be good breaking news. But a lot of times...
Or if every politician resigned at the same time, that would be good news.
I agree with you there. Maybe self-immolation or something like that of a politician, that would be also good news. Maybe... No, what's it called, though, when they... Not self-immolation. That's where you light yourself on fire.
Right.
Combustion. That's right. Self-combustion.
Spontaneous combustion.
Yeah. If the entire Washington, D.C., 535 scumbags up there all of a sudden spontaneously combusted, that would also be some pretty good news. So you can join us here and share your thoughts at 855-453. But the not-so-great news is about our friend and sometime co-host on Free Talk Live, Adamo Freeman, who has been arrested, and it's the first time he's been arrested in a few years, probably a couple
of
years. One of the last times he was arrested was for the wiretapping charges. I don't know if that was the last time, but I think that it was. He had gone to jail on those charges. Ultimately, the Supreme Court overturned them. And then I think, God, I forget how that ended
up. The charges got brought back.
Yeah, they came back at him with them again. And didn't he plea on those?
He took a plea down to a misdemeanor from a felony.
So he's sort of been waiting out the suspended sentence that I believe was placed upon him. And I don't know what the status of that sentence is. I don't know if he was free and clear from that yet or not.
I don't recall.
Yeah, and we don't have him here to talk to us about it at the moment because he is right now in a jail in Zanesville, what I believe is Ohio. I have to be honest, I didn't look to see the state in which Janesville is part of, but I know that it is Ohio. Ohio Cop Block's Dio was the one who posted about this over on copblock.org today. And according to the story, Adamo Freeman, the CopBlock founder, blogger, was arrested today for contempt of court in Zanesville. He was there to see about a Zanesville cop blocker who was arrested for obstruction for recording the police the night prior. And so he was there to support his fellow cop blocker during what was supposed to be just simply an arraignment. And this is a good example. This story is a good example of how it is that a routine situation like an arraignment can go completely in another direction from what you expect.
Yes.
I mean, typically when you go, for those of you who aren't familiar with criminal court proceedings, you get arrested and they set an arraignment date. If you're arrested and held overnight, at least, you know, this is mostly from my experience in New Hampshire. It probably applies in a lot of places with Western court systems. But if they hold you overnight, if you don't get bailed immediately, your arraignment will be the next court day. So
there are some places that have night court where they will do arraignments at night.
Those big cities, typically?
Sometimes. I remember when I was a corrections officer in not a big city in Pennsylvania, they would have middle-of-the-night arraignments for the people that came in the middle of the night.
And when you say middle of the night, you're not talking about the evening. You're talking about literally overnights. They actually have a judge.
Midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning.
There's an actual judge sitting on a bench.
there's a judge. I don't know where he was,
huh.
But there was a judge that would do video arraignments, so like, you know, between midnight and 2 a.m. or something like that.
So in this case, the arraignment was the next day, and it just goes to show that normally you expect you go to an arraignment, the judge asks you, how do you plea? You know, it tells you what you've been charged with and then asks you, how do you plea? Generally, I don't answer the question because I don't like the idea of pleading to anyone. And so if in New Hampshire, at least, if you don't answer the question, they'll just go ahead and schedule you for a trial. They'll put in a not guilty plea on your behalf, even though you did not ask them to. And, you know, you can't, the only way you could refuse them to do that would be to plead guilty. So essentially, you get a not guilty plea by not speaking. And then, you know, they schedule the court date. They ask you if that works for you. And that's it. It's the end of the hearing, typically. In this case, Ademo did not ever make it to see his friend's hearing because he was essentially in the, I guess, the lobby of the courthouse where he got into a verbal, a heated argument, if you will, with a bailiff who basically did not like that Ademo was using profanity.
Okay.
And he also did not like that Ademo had walked into the building with a hat on. Now, we've had experiences with this situation before with activists in New Hampshire who have been arrested, including, I believe, Ademo, for wearing a hat.
I know Pete
court.
Was.
I know Pete was. I know Bo, I think, has been arrested. Bo Davis from for wearing a hat as well. There have been a multitude, actually, of people arrested for wearing hats up here, at least two or three that I can think of. And so he didn't like that, and I guess he got on Ademo's case. So at some point, Ademo brings out his cell phone and begins to stream out the video from his phone to Bambuser. You can get the Bambuser app for your phone as well over at Bambuser, BAMBUSER.com. Great app, works pretty well. Anyway, so you see the first interaction with this blue-shirted bailiff, and the guy is trying to tell him about how there's this courtroom decor that is expected, and Ademo points out that he's been to multiple courtrooms where he's been allowed to wear a hat. And, of course, the bailiff is shocked by this.
And this, again, is in the lobby, not in the courtroom.
That's correct. Well, he was trying to get him to take his hat off on the expectation that he was going to be entering into said courtroom. And that's what I think sparked the discussion in the first place. So the bailiff, of course, balks at the idea that there could possibly be a courthouse in existence where there are, you know, that where people are allowed to wear hats. There are. It's the Manchester courts, actually. They typically let, at least Manchester District Court in New Hampshire, I've seen multiple people wearing hats in Manchester District Court. You generally won't get away with it in Keene, but I have seen activists do it, I think, in Keene. He also cited Massachusetts as well. So it can be done. It just all depends on the arbitrary whims of the man in the robe. If the guy in the robe doesn't want to mess with somebody for wearing a hat, he won't mess with him. On the other hand, if a guy in the robe wants to throw somebody in a jail cell for wearing a hat, he can totally do that because he's got men at his disposal who will essentially follow a judge's every beck and call. Even if the judge's call is illegal, as Ademo himself found out here, if you've seen Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, you may remember probably one of the more memorable scenes where Ademo is arrested in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. He's walking up the stairwell in Keene District Court following a judge, as Judge Burke, as he comes in, basically coming into work in the morning, and asks Burke a few questions when he's on camera. And actually, ironically enough, he's asking Burke about arresting a man for a hat, for wearing a hat. And Burke, when he gets up to the courtroom floor, opens the door, tells the bailiffs, who are basically standing right there, that you need to arrest this man for contempt. He just threatened me.
Right. And if you watch the video, there were no threats.
No, just questions.
There was never a threat. There was, I want to ask you questions about why you arrested someone for wearing a hat.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, he asked him three questions, none of them in any sort of a threatening manner. He was just being the media. He was being a journalist. And in this case, in the case in Zanesville, Ohio, Ademo tells this guy, hey, you know, I'm the media. Because the other thing he wanted to do was to record in the courtroom. He wanted to go in and video record his friend's arraignment. And of course, court bailiff looks at him and tells him, you're not the media. And Ademo says, well, how do you know? You don't even know who I am. He says, well, where are your credentials? And, of course, you know, you don't need to have credentials to be the media.
Right. And something that I've always wondered is, okay, like, where do you get credentials? How do you validate? Like, I can print up my own press badge. Does that give me credentials? Or do I have to go to some organization that you approve to get right. credentials?
In some places, printing up your own press badge is good enough. Just all depends. 855-450-FREE will tell you more about what's going on with Damo Freeman currently in jail in Zanesville, Ohio. He's going to be there for several days. We'll tell you more coming up. Free Talk Live.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing. So.
Scratching and biting.
Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problem, constantly licking his feet. It keeps me up at night.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed. Zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Sleep at night. Let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to more Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you get online, you should protect yourself. Because nobody else is going to do it for you. You can, of course, employ certain tools to make protecting yourself more likely, to increase your privacy. And ProXPN is one of those tools you need to consider. In fact, you can consider it for free by going and downloading their software over at proxpn.com/FTL. It's Windows, Macintosh, iOS, Android, even Linux. So pretty much whatever it is you're using, you can use ProXPN to protect your internet connection. Your internet service provider right now is probably probably saving your surfing history, your search terms that you're entering. They may be keeping those logs for up to 5 years in some cases, and you can again stop that from happening by using ProXPN, because ProXPN encrypts your internet connection. So you keep your same internet service provider. ProXPN just sort of piggybacks on top. It's a virtual private network that uses your existing internet connection, but encrypts everything over it. So very handy tool. And again, try it for free by going to proxpn.com/FTL. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites, use code FTL50. That's FTL, the number 50. Over at proxpn.com/FTL, you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code FTL50. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. So, back to the story here about our friend Adamo Freeman. He's sitting inside a jail cell right now and will not be seeing the outside of that jail cell for 5 days. 5 days? Correct. For basically saying mother effer in the courtroom. Not even in the courtroom, I don't think. In the court lobby, essentially.
So he's not going to get out until Tuesday?
Well, I guess so. Why are you shocked? You look very shocked.
Well,
about that.
Today is Friday.
Right.
Why would they not do an arraignment on Monday?
Well, no, he won't be arraigned. This is contempt. I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear. Adamo was arrested for contempt of court today.
Okay, so because no you arraignment. Were mentioning earlier about when you get arrested, you go for an arraignment.
Generally, that's true, unless you're getting arrested for contempt of court. In that case,
okay.
You go straight to jail, and you do not get out until the judge feels like letting you out, basically.
Okay, I was confused, and I was wondering why he would have to wait until Tuesday for an arraignment when there's a Monday before Tuesday,
right.
And the upcoming Monday is not a holiday.
So I don't know how it works in Ohio, but in New Hampshire, the only thing you get when you get arrested for contempt of court is something called the right of allocution, and that is where you are able to speak to the judge regarding your reasons for the behavior that was resulting in you being hit with the contempt of court charge.
Okay.
So basically, the right of allocution is your opportunity to beg. And in my case, it got me out after 3 days when I was arrested for basically contempt of court 3 times, actually. I was charged thrice in one period, in one court hearing that I was at when I was many, many years ago in court for my tenants having a couch out in their lawn. I was arrested.
Oh, yeah, that's when you spent 90 days?
No, the sentence was 94 days. But only 3 or 4 of those days were for the actual couch violation. The other 90 were 3 contempt of court violations at 30 days apiece. And so what ended up happening was when I was in jail, it was determined that I was supposed to have a right of allocution. The judge realized he made a mistake, and the judge was supposed to, in this case it was Judge Burke, that he was supposed to give me this so-called right of allocution before imposing the sentence, before sending me off to jail. So they actually had me back in for, I don't know if it was a video arraignment. I think it might have been a video arraignment. I forget. It's been a long time. This was 2008. And anyway, I got in front of the judge some way and used that opportunity to eat a little bit of crow and tell him that, you know, I'd be a good little boy in the future in the court as far as, you know, not talking out of turn and that sort of thing. Because that's basically what got me in hot water with Burke in the first place was the arraignment that I attended. I sort of tried some of the, let's say, sovereign tactics, if you will.
Yes, yes.
And he didn't like that very much. He didn't like me just sort of talking back at him. And that is why I think he set me up for an arrest during the trial, because I got arrested within 6 seconds.
That's the one where you stood up and he said, have a seat.
Yeah.
And you tried to say something because you have to be standing when you talk to the court. Otherwise, the court can't hear you. And yeah. The court being the judge,
right.
It's sort of like if you're at Boy Scouts or whatever, and you know, unless you have the talking stick, no one can hear what you're saying.
But in my case, I didn't sit
so
down
fast
enough.
So unless you are standing up, they can't hear what you're saying, and you were trying to say something, and he said, have a seat, and you said, but I have a...
Have a seat!
You're under arrest.
Yeah, and then literally the bailiff was circling me for an arrest before I was even told I was under arrest. So they had intended on arresting me. It is the way it looked from the video.
Like, oh, certainly. Dude, I've seen the video several times.
He's grabbing his handcuffs before he's even been told that I'm under arrest. So I only say that just to kind of give you an example of contempt of court. Contempt is this criminal charge. But it's not really a criminal charge. It's there's criminal contempt, there's civil contempt. In this case, there's indirect criminal contempt and direct criminal contempt. And I believe that, and please, if you are an attorney-type person or know more, and you know, you can correct me here, I believe the difference is direct criminal contempt is when you are within the judge's purview, when you are in the courtroom and the judge is in the courtroom. And then the judge can then say that, you know, you are in contempt, and then have a bailiff arrest you, and that's direct criminal contempt. I believe indirect criminal contempt is when you are not within the judge's purview, but yet he goes ahead and charges you with contempt anyway. So if you, for instance, have an order from a judge, and the order from a judge says, you cannot do such and such, and you go out and you do such and such, and a cop catches you doing that, the cop can arrest you for contempt.
Right.
And then essentially there's a little bit more, from what I understand, of a hearing that would be involved in an indirect criminal contempt charge, because the judge didn't see it happen, so the judge would have to get the cop to testify about it in order to impose a sentence for that. In the case of direct criminal contempt, the judge can just go ahead and impose a sentence right there in the courtroom. There's all you get is that right of allocution where you can speak to the judge, which is what essentially Ademo did in this case when he was arrested earlier today in Zanesville, Ohio, because he said mother effer to a bailiff. Now, what's not clear, because we don't have video of him saying it, is whether he was actually in the courtroom at the time or whether he was outside of the courtroom. There are some videos with him interacting with this bailiff outside of the courtroom, and then so you watch the initial interactions with this bailiff. Then the final video is Ademo in court talking to the judge.
Okay.
So it sort of jumps. So I don't know where he was at that time. I'm going to presume he was outside of the courtroom. But either way, so apparently what happened was the bailiff went and cried to the judge. And apparently what Ademo had said was, I sued the last mother effer who told me I couldn't record in a courtroom. Do you want to be sued? And then according to Dio,
he's threatening me.
Yeah, the bailiff then went to the judge and told him that Ademo called him a mother effer. The judge found Ademo in contempt and sentenced him to 10 days. After an apology, the judge relented and lowered the sentence to 5 days. So our friend Ademo in jail right now. You can go to copblock.org to learn more. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
From media brainwashing to genetically modified food, forces of darkness are attempting to disempower you. Only you can battle against these forces by choosing mental and emotional wellness. Author Sean Morgan has spent years discovering the most effective methods for self-deprogramming and empowerment using ancient Eastern traditions and modern Western research. Now he's sharing the most powerful insights and practices to those suffering with low energy, low motivation, physical illness, anxiety, depression, and financial scarcity. Big Brother wants you to be docile, obedient, and fearful. By reading The Mastery of Change, you will develop your understanding of neural pattern interruptions, emotional energy cycles, and understand what it takes to break free from victimhood, illness, depression, and fear. Free to read online and available in hard copy and for all brands of e-readers for as little as $1, The Mastery of Change and its 30-day challenge gives you the steps to take now for massive transformation. Learn more at masteryofchange.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Of course, you can dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. And the features on the site are free. Those other talk show hosts, many of them, they want to charge you for their websites. You can just go and enjoy over at freetalklive.com. And on Free Talk Live, we accept Bitcoin as well as a couple dozen other altcoins. If you want to contribute to the Bitcoin tip jar, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Wait, what's that? You don't yet have any Bitcoin? Well, price has come down a little bit in the last few days, so maybe now's a good time to buy. Go and get your Bitcoin over at expresscoin.com. It's the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. They don't just sell Bitcoin. They also have Litecoin and Dogecoin. Go to expresscoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. They make it easy, and you can even do it from your smartphone with their app, expresscoin.com. The coupon code, by the way, that you should use is FTL, like Free Talk Live, which will get you up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice with no fee at all. So again, that's expresscoin.com with coupon code FTL. We're talking about our friend and sometime co-host, Ademo Freeman, who is basically on a nationwide tour. I don't know if he's officially calling it a tour, but that's essentially what he's doing. He's going from place to place, meeting up with folks from various different cop block divisions, if you will. There's sort of local groups for copblock.org all across the country.
Across the world, actually.
That's true. I don't know if he's going internationally on his tour, but he...
Probably not, because he's a felon.
Correct. So he is going about all around the United States, and he's been spending some time in Ohio recently, was in Zanesville today, still is in Zanesville, and will be stuck in Zanesville for the next several days.
At least until Tuesday.
Yeah, considering that he is now under arrest and in jail for so-called contempt of court. Which is, and I didn't really explain this earlier, I kind of talked about the differences legally between indirect and direct criminal contempt. And in this case, I believe this was a instance of direct, well, it could have been indirect criminal contempt. I'm not real sure. I'm
because
not sure where he was.
We don't know where he was standing.
Yeah, but either way, he was sentenced to 5 days after having said mother effer to one of the court bailiffs. And the bailiff thought he was calling him a mother effer. That's not, in point of fact, what he was doing. He, as he points out in one of the videos, which you can see over at copblock.org, in one of the videos where he's getting arrested, he points out that what he had said, in point of fact, was that he was referencing the last mother effer that... that charged or that he went after in court for arresting him for free speech, essentially. So he wasn't actually talking about that bailiff, although you could extrapolate from his sentence that he was suggesting that the bailiff was also a mother effer. But nonetheless, you should be able to call a bailiff a mother effer, especially if you are not actually in the courtroom in front of the judge. If you're just out in a court lobby, you should be able to say whatever you damn well please to whether it's a court bailiff, court employee, whether it's a police officer. And there have been cases, many of them, where the police have arrested somebody for doing something like flipping the bird at a cop or telling a cop F you, and those arrests have usually been overturned on a free speech ground.
Yes.
So,
but because this was not an arrest for, you know, what he said, this was an arrest for contempt of court.
Correct.
For what he said, and you can't actually challenge contempt of court.
That's right. It's essentially an inherent power of the court, which is just crazy. It's just a ridiculous concept. You cannot challenge it. It cannot be appealed. There's really no evidentiary hearing whatsoever. There's, in the case of indirect criminal contempt, they'll have a cop testify, or in this case, the bailiff testify. He said, mother effer to me, judge! And then the judge will impose a sentence. You know? That's it. And then there's nothing you can do about it. You can try to apologize, which is what Ademo did in this case, and that got him half the sentence. So he was sentenced to 10 days, now down to 5 days as a result of that. But at this point, he could try to motion the court to reconsider, but beyond that, that's all he's got.
I don't think he could even do that, because it's an arrest for contempt. It's not.
You can always motion the court. I mean, if you want to motion the court, you can motion the court. Whether the court will do anything about it is another question.
Okay, it takes 10 days for the court to act on a motion.
It can take 10 days. Yes, that's true. A lot of cases, the 10-day limit is to give the prosecutor time to respond. So I don't know if the court usually has a limit to respond to motions. It's usually just the prosecutor.
The court could take as long as they want. Like,
exactly,
they
what
could
I mean.
Wait 375 years to respond to a motion. But this reminds me of a petition for redress that was filed in like 1789, I believe it was, here in New Hampshire, that the legislature finally got around to acting on about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a petition for freedom from 19 or 20 people that were being held in slavery. And the court, finally in like 2012, 2013, or the legislature in New Hampshire in like 2013, finally got around to acting on this petition for redress from 1789. So, you know, yeah,
these
slaves got their freedom like 230 years after they died. But, hey, they finally got their freedom, right?
Government, that's, you know, they just work so fast. So he's going to get out on Tuesday or whenever it's going to be in 5 days, and that, at the very least, it'll be over at that point. You know, he won't have another court date unless something happens within the jail. But
right.
Presumably he won't have another court date, and hopefully, you know, he'll be able to get out of the area. But, you know, it was unfortunate that this happened. And one of the reasons why it happened was because he was alone. When you watch the videos, you can tell that Ademo is the only one there who is a cop block person. He was ostensibly there to support another cop blocker who was being arraigned, but that guy was in jail because the dude was arrested the day previous.
Okay.
And so he was likely being brought to, this is my understanding from assessing the situation from what level, little expertise I have about it. So Ademo wasn't with this other guy. The dude was probably being brought there from the jail
okay.
in the jail van. And apparently there were no other cop blockers who were there with Ademo, which is a big no-no. Now, Ademo, you know, he's experienced. He's got a lot of time on the ground doing cop block, probably more than anyone else out there. Maybe, you know, maybe Pete Ayer, who's the other founder of cop block. These are two guys who've really cut their teeth in the area of standing up for people's rights and standing up for their own rights, and they're a couple of heroes of mine, no doubt about it. But it doesn't matter how much experience you have at doing this.
Right.
If you are alone, it's very easy to be outnumbered. In this case, there's one bailiff, and then there's another sort of plainclothes cop who's sort of following the bailiff around, acting as the bailiff's security. The plainclothes guy is a lot larger. In fact, at one point in one of the videos, there's about three videos that you can watch. There's a fourth one, but I don't know why they included it. It's just somebody's feet walking around. There's no audio. But in one of the videos, Ademo asks this other guy who's sort of following them around, "Are you a cop?" And he acknowledges that he is. And he tells the cop that this man, the bailiff, in the blue shirt, just assaulted him. He laid his hands on him and, like, pushed him or something like that, pushed him out of a room. And he said, "Are you going to do anything about that assault?" And the cop denied that that was assault. Because it's
but had Ademo done that
to
the
cop? Yeah.
That would have been assault, probably attempted murder, and 27 other made-up charges.
Battery on a police officer, yeah. And so, anyway, the cop denied it, and so obviously Ademo points that out in the video, and then they go on. Ultimately, Ademo gets arrested. But the most important thing, I think, that to take away from this is please don't do this alone.
Right.
Please don't. I understand. And look, I speak from some experience here. I have done this alone. I mean, I get that once you're used to standing up for your rights, it's hard to do anything but that.
Right.
You want to exercise your rights, and you don't want to cower in front of the man, even if you're all by yourself. At least Ademo had his camera going. At least there's some footage of this over at copblock.org, and I've linked to it over at freekeen.com if you want to link directly to it. It's there. So at least there's footage, so he wasn't alone in that way, but having people there would likely have changed how this turned out.
And I'm not so sure.
We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
How strong is Allegra D?
If my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Legislature claims that they don't have the authority to tell courts what they can or can't do. But yet they do that all the time. There are such things as mandatory minimum sentences.
Correct.
In which they are telling the court, this is the minimum amount of time that you can put somebody in jail. So they are telling the court what they can do or what they can't do.
Right. There was also the jury nullification thing here in New Hampshire where the legislature passed this law that essentially said, a statute that essentially said that the courts had to allow people to have a jury nullification defense. I'm oversimplifying that because I don't want to get into deep detail about it. And ultimately the courts decided to overturn that, essentially, to sort of gut that after the fact. And if essentially said that they might find it unconstitutional if it were to come about again in a more firmed up sort of manner.
Right.
But that was yet another example of the legislature trying to tell the courts what to do. In the case of contempt, however, and I can't say I've read the entire New Hampshire Constitution. I've read, you know, the Bill of Rights portion of it, but not really the rest of it. I can't really, you know, I don't know if it actually outlines contempt of court anywhere. I think it's just an inherent sort of power of the Western court system.
Right. It's part of, British common law.
Yeah.
And that, of course, is what American law is built on, except for the judicial system in Louisiana. And they are based on Napoleonic common law.
Hmm.
And one of the main differences between British common law and Napoleonic common law is that under British common law, you are presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Under Napoleonic, you are presumed guilty until you prove your innocence beyond a reasonable doubt.
These courts are getting more and more Napoleonic, it seems, over time.
Of course.
Let's go to Ralph. He's in Michigan. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Well, let me just make a slight comment. I got a completely separate subject I want to talk about, but I want to make a slight comment on what you were talking about, the judicial system and court system.
Sure.
I've been in it enough, and I told you about it that one time. But anyways, you know what? A court system is what the judge decides it is, period.
Right.
No, there is no rule of law. It's what the judge decides, and that's all there is to it. I mean, when the judge, the prosecutor, and your attorney all go out to dinner all the time or go to the same parties all the time, you know, it kind of makes you quake in your boots, you know, when you're standing there. But
for sure.
Regardless of that, I just had a question. You were talking about discrimination the other day. And I start, you know, I ponder a lot, and I started pondering a situation that happened to me. And I found, you know, in the state of Michigan, if you're married, you cannot own a piece of property without your wife's name being on it.
Really?
Your wife can own all the property she wants without your name being on it. Now, why is that?
Really? You're saying the law is discriminatory against men.
But, you know, I've asked that question to realtors, and they gave me some half, you know, what answer. And I'm like, no, that just don't hold no water in that bucket. I mean, that dog needs to be shot. It don't bark. I've asked it to, the county assessors and treasurers and stuff, and the clerks, and they all came up with a whole different kind of crap answer. And I'm like, you know, well, you people need to get together and come up with one piece of crap that will fly or something, because I've gotten several answers and none of them really hold water. I said, but why? I said, isn't that discrimination against men? They said, and here's what one county clerk told me. Well, you men take advantage of us women all the time.
Oh, wow. Ridiculous.
I'm like, excuse me?
How long has this law been on the books?
I have no idea how long it's been on the books, but there you go. That's the way it is, and that's all there is to it. And they said it ain't going to change. So, I'm like, okay, what a slap in the face. I'm not worried about it. I've been married 40
years. So let me see if I'm following you here. What you're saying is if you were to go out as a married man and purchase some property and you alone were to sign on the dotted line, that your wife would then have access legally to that property. She would become the owner even though she wasn't involved in the transaction?
No, her name has to be on it. Period.
Right, so what happens if her name is not?
You ain't going to get it because I tried buying a piece of property.
Really?
I just wanted it in my name, this and that, you know. Because I had, planned on doing certain things. Nothing illegal. Well, somewhat. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, the point is the realtor said, no, your wife's name has to be on it. We can't do this without her name.
How did they know you even had a wife?
How did they know? Well, I guess they asked. She asked. They're like, yeah, I'm married.
Oh, I see.
Who would have thought, you know?
Who would have thought to say no? Yeah, I see where you're coming from. That is frustrating. And, Ralph, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Tom. He's in Nashua, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago I called in and broke a news story on your program on Free Talk Live about a data breach that took place down in Florida. Now, I called up once I'm thinking it would be hilarious if they included everybody's social security numbers on a list of registered voters when they accidentally sent it out. That happened in Ohio in 2006. They accidentally included all the social security numbers. The Florida data breach, however, involved not social security numbers, but the confidential addresses from people who get to be not listed on the voter list for security reasons. And I broke that story on Free Talk Live on Friday the 27th. On Tuesday the 31st, the Florida Department of State put a press release on their website acknowledging that, yes, this happened. And you've got some county elections officials who are a little ticked off. Why didn't you tell us right away, you know, because this is putting people at risk, and now we should have been told right away and all of that. So
just to be clear, you are saying that in Florida, someone, I presume it's you, Tom, they requested a list of the voters, and in that list of voters, they included an address that was not supposed to be included. They included all the addresses that people gave them that they had told they would not reveal.
Yeah, 40-something thousand of them, and not just to me, but to 14 other orderers of the voter list that have ordered one that month, which was the March edition. And then they called everybody up and said, like, there's some...
Now, here in New Hampshire, before you go on, here in New Hampshire, you can go down there and look at the voting list and see everybody's address. So it's not that way, or it's not supposed to be that way in Florida?
It's not supposed to be that way in Florida. I don't know if it has everybody's address on the voter list, or if there's some of them that are not on there for security reasons. You should check that out, like see if all the cops and judges are on there in New Hampshire. I know in Michigan everybody is on there. But,
yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody's on it in New Hampshire.
But
so,
you can't just go publish it on the Internet either. There's restrictions on how it can be used, you know, for
really?
Elections purposes in New Hampshire, yeah.
Huh.
Not in Florida. So the what I'm getting at here is that the news story has also hit some of the mainstream media. Some TV stations and newspapers are picking up on this story. And you might say that some of the county elections people are rather ticked off that they weren't told right away. And I bought the list, of course, because I run a website where I list all the Florida voters, and you can look them all up, and it's a reference thing, kind of like a phone book or anything else where you look up all kinds of public domain information. And I immediately knew when I got that, saw what the issue was, I don't want to put that on my website. So they're just lucky, though, you know. It would have been a bigger mess if I had opted to share that with everybody.
Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. What's the website for the voters? I'm sorry, you cut out there. One more time.
flvoters.com.
All right, thanks for the call tonight. There's more coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam, my best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org, ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.